KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 41, and partly cloudy tonight, a low of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. We do have some schools to update you on as far as their plans are concerned for today. Some of these schools had planned to start 2 hours late, but have instead decided to cancel. The updates include no school today for Audubon, classes canceled for Exira EHK and IKM Manning, no school for the Harlan and Shelby County Catholic Schools either. 2 hour late starts are still planned for today for ACGC, Boyer Valley, CAM, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, and Dennis and Schleswig. Griswold is 2 hours late, Nottoway Valley 2 hours late, Panorama and West Central Valley schools are 2 hours late. Also, West Harrison and Woodbine are 2 hours late. There's no Atlantic head start for today. Now, those could change, so just keep it tuned to KJAN. We'll let you know. And also on our Facebook, on our homepage, KJAN.com, go to the community hub on the right side of the page. Scroll down about three lines to information you need and click on that. You'll find the updated list of weather-related cancellations here on KJAN. Well, the Creston Police Department on Monday said 55-year-old Lillian Ray of Creston was arrested on a drug charge a little before 3 p.m. on Sunday following a traffic stop. Officers, assisted by police K-9 Baxo, arrested Ray for possession of a controlled substance, first offense. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond and issued citations for failure to provide financial responsibility and failure to obey a traffic control device. The case remains under investigation with additional charges possible. And at around 9:50 a.m. on Saturday, 50-year-old Richard Weaver of Creston was arrested for driving while license suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. The Waukee Community School District on Friday announced an Atlantic native, former head football coach and teacher, was selected for the associate principal's position at the Waukee Northwest High School. Nick Ross will take over the position pending approval today of the Waukee School Board. On the district's website, it was noted Nick Ross had been with the Waukee Community School District for 9 years altogether, the last four as assistant principal at Waukee High School. Ross graduated from Drake University and began his career in education with Waukee, teaching social studies and phys ed. He also taught in Atlantic for 3 years before returning to Waukee High School as a teacher and eventually assistant principal. In his statement, Ross said, "I'm passionate about helping people achieve their best and assisting students and families through difficult times." He said, "I'm excited to build a culture of excellence and inclusion that will support the students, families, and community at Northwest High School." Nick Ross resides in Waukee with his wife Natalie and their three children. His wife teaches business and computers and will be also joining the Northwest High School later this fall. An Iowa senator faces an ordinance violation charge for allegedly having an undeclared handgun during a screening at the Des Moines International Airport. Republican Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale was cited Friday afternoon. The Des Moines Police Department confirmed the gun was found on Zahn during his screening. Police say that Zahn does have a permit to carry a weapon. A Republican from Adel is entering his seventh week in a new role as the Iowa legislature, but his name could be on the ballot for another office for another year. 36-year-old Jake Chapman was first elected to the Iowa Senate in 2012. After the 2020 campaign, Chapman's GOP colleagues in the Senate selected him to be president of the Iowa Senate, the person who recognizes colleagues to speak during debate and makes parliamentary rulings. His first floor speech noted the 175th anniversary of Iowa statehood approaching in December.
"May we always remember and maintain our rights as a state against an ever-increasingly centralization of power exerted by the federal government."
As president of the Iowa Senate, Jake Chapman says the number of meetings on his calendar have skyrocketed. Some are on Zoom, of course.
"With COVID and everything that has come down, some procedures have changed. I mean, you know, we don't see as many people down there as what we have in the past. But the policy remains the same."
Chapman has championed tax cuts and a few years ago took the lead in the Senate on legalizing fireworks. This year he's focused on the effort to amend Iowa's Constitution to say it does not confer the right to an abortion. Two of the senators Chapman served with last year are now members of the U.S. House, and Chapman isn't ruling out his own run for Congress in 2022.
"I am focused right now on my role as president of the Senate. I'm enjoying that, but we'll see what comes out of redistricting and how things look and, you know, where I feel I can be the most effective in representing Iowans."
Chapman's Adel home is in Iowa's 3rd congressional district, represented today by Democrat Cindy Axne. But district's lines will change for the 2022 election. Chapman says if he chooses to run, it will be over frustration with the gridlock in Congress. Being in D.C. itself, he said, is not necessarily appealing, but being able to serve Iowans in the best capacity is what I will always do. Chapman is an EMT and the chief operating officer of his family's Des Moines-based ambulance service. The Iowa DOT has made an adjustment to the qualifications for those blue service signs located along the state highways, which tell you gas, food, or hotels are located at the next exit. The advertising management supervisor, Brooks Glasnap, says the change involves the hours businesses are open.
The minimum hours of operation for restaurants to qualify for the program will be reduced from 48 hours a week to 40 hours a week. But motorists won't notice much of a change, because 80 to 90% of the businesses participating exceed even the 48 hours.
He says there could be some smaller mom-and-pop restaurants that would now be eligible to be on the signs. The pandemic has taken a toll on many restaurants, but Glasnap said they aren't sure yet if that will carry over to the sign usage.
Since our logo signing program is just so heavy laden with the hospitality industry, there was a request to waive the fees, and the director of the DOT granted that. For all the participating businesses. So we weren't able to run the numbers on whether or not we're seeing less overall participants in the program, but we expect that we may lose a few.
And the businesses pay $230 for 1 year of advertisement on each sign, which Glasnap says is a pretty good deal for businesses. He said the signs will allow you to see when those businesses are coming up without needing to be using a phone or other device as you speed down the highway.
I think most all of the traveling public benefits from the signs being out there. There are a few areas where we can't fit the signs in, because all of these signs have to be spaced 800 feet apart, and we have some higher priority signs out there, the green and white destination signs that are placed that have the highest priority. And then if there's enough space to place additional signs, that's when we can start putting in the blue logo signs.
Some of the business signs have additional small information lines with them. Glasnap says there are some tight guidelines on what is allowed there.
If it's directly related to the business, to the service type, and it's considered essential motorist information, then it's allowed. So, for instance, open 24 hours, diesel, mechanic on duty. These types of messages are allowed.
Non-essential messages such as pool are not allowed on the signs. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.